Welcome back to Coast AM. This is Lisa Gar, and it's so great to be with you tonight. We are going to continue with Dr. Fab Mancini. We'll come back talking about the power of self-healing. And later on this evening, we're going to be talking about that movie that nobody wants you to see, Vaxxed. We're talking about the conspiracy behind the banning of the film and why it's been banned. But we're really going to talk about mostly the issues surrounding the film. It also has to do with censorship ultimately. So we're going to talk a little bit about that later. Now, I want to mention one more time that I do have my shows that are posted on my website, theawareshow.com. If you go to theawareshow.com, we have a special page up for you there tonight. You can just enter in your email and we'll send you some updates, some of the free links that we were talking about as well, and a lot of great information on some of the self-healing things that we know about as well. So that's what we talk about mostly on The Aware Show, my regular show during the week. All right, well, we'll be right back. We're going to be talking about the future of self-healing, really the future of medicine and some of the great new technologies that are going to become available to us. This is the way that we're going no matter what. So listen up. Anyway, this is Lisa Gar. You're listening to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. My guest is Dr. Fab Mancini, the author of The Power of Self-Healing. And we were talking a little bit before the break, Dr. Mancini, about the future technologies of self-healing, some unconventional ways of self-healing that are available. You had said something about a surgery of the future through sound. Can you tell me a little about that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I recently got a video of some new technology that is being developed in Germany, which they call the future of surgery. And instead of cutting you the body, it's going to be through sound, where the sound is actually going to be able to create the changes in the body that a surgery would actually be the one doing. But there's so much. I mean, honestly, Lisa, the more that I read many of these journals, the more that I see how even Apple, you know, a company that is primarily helping us with our computers and with our phones, et cetera, creating so many apps regarding the health of an individual to monitor, to be able to see how many steps I take and to see what my blood pressure may be, or maybe even my cholesterol, et cetera. I can tell you right now that you have to pay attention to technology. And you know, it's so interesting because in my book, I wrote about some of the technologies that have really helped people heal. Because when I interviewed these patients, I was even discovering technologies that I hadn't even heard of. So I had to go and get behind it and really understand where they came from. And of course, we know that nutrition is something that has really helped a lot of people. And there's many people that have replaced pharmaceuticals with nutritional products because you have no or very little or any side effects because it's a natural product and because we have clinical indications. In fact, in my website, I even put a nutritional store with high-grade nutrients or nutritional products because many times the people were calling me and telling me on the show that they just didn't know what to pick and that there's so much out there that even when they go to the stores, they don't even know what to get. And what we find is that some of the best products out there are the ones you buy from the doctors or the providers instead of the ones you buy from the grocery stores or some of the retail stores. But nutrition is only one component. Then I started looking at, you know, technology like the cold laser. The cold laser is a technology we use a lot in sports. I do a lot of work with the Olympic athletes in the world. And we use technology like that because it decreases inflammation and it speeds up healing. And then now all of a sudden we have a new technology that is LED lights, and it's called InLight Wellness Systems. And this LED light is amazing. They have FDA approval for primarily reducing pain and increasing circulation. And there's so many benefits to the body when you increase circulation. And what I want people to understand is that look how many people are suffering from chronic pain and pain that is just annoying and they haven't found answers to it, or they're taking medications that are causing them to gain weight or to be sleepy or to be irritable or whatever the case may be. And now they have technology like that they just put a little pad with lights for 20 minutes, and all of a sudden the patients are claiming their pain is gone for years. I mean, years of suffering. And I experienced that even myself with my own self and my own family. And I'm just excited because I want people to understand that there's a lot of help out there, but we need to keep our ears open. We need to keep our eyes open, and we got to get out of the same paradigm that maybe our grandparents were raised in or our parents were raised in, because look at their health. They're not as healthy as we may have to be because we're living longer. And who wants to live longer being sick?
Right. And especially quality of life. When we know that there's these different types of technologies out there or future procedures that are less invasive, less painful. The light emitting diodes, the LEDs, definitely have a wonderful circulatory effect. And it's just, back to the basic heating pad concept that it penetrates a little bit deeper into the skin. There's so much technology that's available now, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the FDA is getting smarter about this because some of these systems that they're approving don't need, they're safe, so that they don't necessarily need a physician's license in order to be able to purchase or to be able to use because they're fairly, well, they're non-invasive and they're very safe technologies. So there's a lot that's coming out around these LED machines and a whole history that I did on lights and so forth and learned all about it, where it showed up in ancient history and through artwork and how it's been used for 30, 40 years and has really been quite effective. So there's a lot of information about that as well. Everything I think is not a just this one thing is a one thing fixes all. I really think it's a combination of all of the things that you do that complement each other. I mean, it's of course got to be the right diet for you, and it's got to be eliminating the foods that you're allergic to. And you can get into these new technologies, and you can also use chiropractic and, make sure that you're still checking in with your doctor and so forth. And then you go through the psychological, emotional, and the spiritual aspects of healing. And this is basically the idea of your 21-day program, is it? Is it a really comprehensive way of looking at all these different things each day? I haven't seen the program.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing that I wanted to create was the ability for people to be empowered by understanding what are the elements that helps us heal. What is it that people have claimed that has helped them heal? What does the science say behind it? And even if you go to my website right now, which is drfabmancini.com, if you go to the website, you have videos that you just put your name and your email address, and you have videos that actually train you on some of the latest things that are helping people heal. And so many people will text me, or they will write me through Facebook, et cetera, and they just say, "Oh, I just saw the video, and I can't believe I've had this issue for so long, and now all of a sudden, I'm better, or it's gone." And it's all because what I did is I created these 20-minute videos with the essential things that I learned in what helps us heal physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And you have this series of three-part series videos, and then I have a newsletter that goes out every week with some of the most amazing articles that it takes a minute and a half to read each one of them. And I give you four articles that are going to give you some great, great suggestions on how you can keep that healing going all year long. And I do this primarily, Lisa, because I want individuals to understand that there's help out there, there's information out there. My job is just to collect it and bring it to you and let you test it, let you see what appeals to you. And I like you said, there's not one thing that helps everybody the same way, but I think
Right.
it's important for us to recognize that we need to be open-minded. There's so much frustration out there when it comes to the health of individuals, and many people continue to be insane. And by the definition of insanity is they keep doing the same thing again and again, but expecting different results. They take the same medications for years, not changing anything. Or
Right.
they take the same procedures and they keep having it again and again, but not really getting the results long term. I just want individuals to feel comfortable and give themselves permission. You got to give yourself permission to be able to try something different. You were talking earlier about the LED lights, and one of the things that I love about that system is that it's so beneficial. I put it on my son that was a tennis player in college, and he was having a really hard time over a period of 9 months where he was having these spasms, and I kept taking him to some of the best doctors out there, and nothing was helping them. And over a period of a couple of weeks, all of a sudden, everything went away like if it had never happened, just by putting these pads once a day for 20 minutes. And imagine if I wouldn't have done that. I mean, I always think to myself, we have children that are struggling, and as parents, what are we doing to really make sure that we have the latest information out there? And that's why I create all these resources through the website and through the Facebook postings and the Twitters that I do, is because I want individuals to really understand that there's a lot of options out there, and it's up to them to go grab them.
So we've got a bunch of callers calling in here are some people who have experienced self-healing, random healing, and some questions that people have for you. So we're going to go to the phones here. Fab, let's go to my first time caller, David, in Alabama. Hey, David, how you doing? Whoops,
Can you hear me?
sorry about that. David, hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great, how are you? How's Alabama?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's like
Good.
the weather is great.
Hi, David.
Hey, how are y'all? How are you doing?
Wonderful,
Like,
thank you. Thank you for
good.
calling.
I've been. Oh, you're welcome. Like, I've enjoyed the program so far. Like, I was calling to talk about like when I quit drinking. Like, I used to self-medicate with alcohol, like to suppress panic attacks, and like I used to have them so bad they used to mimic heart attacks. And I accidentally found out that alcohol helped, and 12 years later, like I used to have to like. The first like thing I did when I woke up in the morning was drink,
Oh,
and
wow.
like I'd probably like get 3 hours of sleep at night because my own DTs would wake me up, and I decided to quit, and like this is like a long story real short, but like my body pretty much started to reject alcohol. And I found enough strength to finally quit, and I lost like 100 pounds almost.
Wow. Good for you.
My blood pressure, like at one time was 200/100, and now it's like 114/64.
Oh, great. Great.
Like
So you
like
stop.
I thought that alcohol like was like helping me, but in the long run, it was like doing way more damage than anything possible.
So you stopped drinking and you witnessed your body's ability to heal itself.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, and like I know that my liver is fine. Like it's functioning normally. Like, and like I feel great. So,
Well, one of the things, David, that I find, and a lot of individuals, alcohol is very popular, as you know, especially socially. But as we know, the alcohol is sugar, and unfortunately, it helps increase the weight. And just reducing that alcohol consumption is not only going to help you lose weight, but it's going to allow the body not to be toxified, because the alcohol toxifies the liver, it toxifies the kidneys, it toxifies the skin, which are your detoxifying organs. And what happens is that your body's not able to function properly. And even though there may be reasons why it will slow down and it will calm you down because it is a sedative, at the same time, there's other ways that you can actually be able to bring that anxiety or that panic attack through maybe meditation. I mean,
It took me
sitting,
over a year to
imagine,
start thinking right.
15 minutes breathing
Wow.
heavy in and out can help you tremendously.
Ooh, that's good to know. You know what, David, I'm proud of you, and thank you for calling in as well to let other people know that there is hope beyond your, you can stop yourself and you can stop drinking and your body recovered. And that's the best news. And I'm really glad that you shared that with us. Thank you so much for your phone call. keep up the good work. Thanks for listening to Coast. I
Thank
appreciate
you,
it.
David.
And so, Fab, you have, as you were mentioning earlier, mostly sugar is in alcohol, but what about in terms of your body's ability to lose weight once you stop things like alcohol and sugar? But if you replace it with something else like smoking, or that usually is something that people replace when they quit drinking, is they start smoking or replace the addiction. Is there another healthy way to replace an addiction other than doing cigarettes?
Well, I got to tell you, one of the best ways, and in fact, I was just in a conference and they're calling it the new medicine, is exercise. You know, exercise, they have so many benefits. And even for David, you know, one of the things that we have found is that when we exercise somewhere between 20 or 30 minutes a day, and especially if we try to do like the high intensity exercise, you know, the 10 or 15 minutes, it tends to be even more effective. Not only would you lose more weight than anything else, but also you have the ability to improve your immune system, to be able to normalize your hormones, to be able to sleep better. I mean, the benefits are so many. So that would be one of the best habits that if you were to go into a habit. And the vices of smoking, I mean, you know, it's so interesting because for us to have the smoking conversation is still in 2016, when we already know that it's one of the most alarming habits that we can possibly have, that not only shortens our lifespan, but it really robs our body from properly being able to function. And, you know, my father used to smoke when he was younger, and even though he spent the last 25 years of his life without smoking, he still died of lung cancer all over his body at the age of 64. So for me, something like smoking has been very painful as a child. Not being able to have my dad around, not being able to have him enjoy my children, his grandchildren. The other ones that I find is nutrition. And you know, in the book, what I did is I started looking for the nutritional things that will help us prevent illness. And what I found is like something like an apple can help you prevent strokes. Something like artichokes can help you bring your LDL cholesterol down. Something like avocados can help you prevent cancer. Something like blueberries can help you with dementia and prevent dementia and Alzheimer's. So I wanted individuals to understand that food is a source of prevention. And when you find the right kind of foods, that's a habit that I want you to replace things with. Instead of having the alcohol, why don't you replace it with, you know, you can get the same taste of like blueberries and berries, and they're some of the best fruits out there because they're low in sugar, but you get the same feeling like if you had sugar, and they make great desserts anyways, you know. So those are some typical ones that I really recommend because they have shown to have the most health benefits of any other habits out there.
Okay. So we're going to come back and take more phone calls from the listeners, because a lot of people are calling in about all sorts of questions, self-healing and what to do if they have mold, all sorts of different things. So we're going to come back, get to your calls, which is really important, and Dr. Fab Mancini will be able to help answer them. All right, this is Lisa Gar. You're listening to Coast AM, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Coast AM. My guest is Dr. Fab Mancini, and we're going to go back to your phone calls because there's a lot coming in here. Dr. Fab, are you good with that?
I love that.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's go to our East Coast line here. Robert, New York City. Robert, hi, do you have a question for Fab Mancini?
Yes, I actually do. I first want to tell you that I'm a first-time caller. I think your show is fascinating. It's amazing how much information and knowledge you acquire from just listening to your show.
Great,
And my
thanks.
question for Dr. Mancini is regarding mold. I don't know specifically what kind of mold it is, but I believe it's like black toxic mold. I've been sick for about two, going on 3 years as of May 6th of next month, and I've gone to doctors here in New York City, NYU, Bellevue. I can't believe that doctors that are, you know, NYU is a very, very high prestigious medical school and hospital. They have no clue. They're like, oh, you're allergic to something. Here's prednisone. Then I'm suffering like asthma side effects, anxiety, a whole bunch of circulatory problems, a whole bunch of stuff. I learned more through Google and YouTube about what I possibly might have. I'm not a doctor. I'm not knowledgeable. But who knows one's health better than one going through what they're going through and the effects. I took the prednisone for about maybe 12 weeks. I was getting panic attacks, anxiety, stuff I've never experienced in my life. Mm-hmm. So I'm turning to Dr. Mancini to see if he has any advice, any suggestion to even be diagnosed and then for treatment as to try to get cured. I want to be cured. I don't want to be continuing sick. I've been sick for 3 years and going to doctors on and off, and all they do is write a script, call me in a week or two and see how you're doing.
Right, right. Wow.
And it's disgusting because you go to a doctor thinking that, you know, they're more knowledgeable than you to help you with your situation or your circumstance to get it better, not put a Band-Aid by prescribing medication, which absolutely has side effects too. Like, I think Dr. Mancini, this is the first time I've ever heard of him, the fact that he wrote that book, the fact that he's so well-studied, well, very articulate, and to me, very knowledgeable. It's just an amazing thing that you have him on as a guest on your show tonight.
Oh, that's...
And I'm just hoping he
thank
can
thank you so much, and thank you for calling
us. Ahead, lead me in the direction to where I can go to possibly get help.
Great. Fab?
One of the things that I did is, if you go to that website that I said, my website, drfabmancini.com, in some
is
of those
Fab,
videos, you're going to get some great information.
Yes.
As to what you can do. But, you know, the going back to the mold, you know, this is a common problem that I think sometimes gets a little bit overlooked. And what are the main symptoms that you're experiencing right now, if you don't mind me asking?
No, not at all. I'm having problems with my circulation, like in my feet and in my hands.
Yeah.
I get sometimes pain, believe it or not, in the back of my head and in my spine. I've gotten, like, pain pricks, like, you know, let's say like an ice pick in my lungs. I've coughed up blood. Like, this month alone, I've spit up blood, like a sputum with blood. That is, like, I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I don't drink. Nothing. I'm not 100% healthy, but I'm a healthy person. I walk around. I try to get fresh air. And it's symptoms that there's no reason for somebody. I'm 51 years old, going on 52 in October. There's no reason why I should be experiencing this. And every time I'm in my apartment, I have a cat that I live with. My cat is also experiencing it, but my cat can't speak up. And for two different species, I'm human, and my cat is clearly an animal. I look at her, I'm in tune with her, and I know that she's sick. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I know it's the mold in this apartment. This apartment building in my...
I mean, the first thing that I would start is you got to find the cause of it. So you have to find out where... You may be in an environment in which this mold may be impacting your body. And remember that the main thing is to try to boost your body, boost your circulatory system, boost your immune system. And there's many ways to do that naturally. I mean, just being able to get out in fresh air, you know, and walk around and not be so indoors is just a wonderful thing that you can do. You know, these in-light systems that I mentioned about, you know, just the fact that they increase circulation, that maybe you can put them around the areas where your circulation is struggling, that could be an option.
Robert, have you, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Fab, have you considered moving or getting out of there for a certain amount of
time?
To be very honest with you, I'm on public assistance, Medicaid. I worked for NYU for about 14 years before I was fired and let go back in 2001. And I'm on public assistance. I worked here and there. And the thing is, when you go to these doctors here in New York, the first thing they ask for you is your insurance. Then they see that it's Medicaid. I have Fidelis Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And they automatically just want to write scripts. They don't even take... I've had doctors that I've gone to, they haven't even taken a simple blood test. And I'm letting them know that I believe I've been exposed to mold. I went and got a mold kit that my mother bought for me at Lowe's, and I went in and tested. I mean, that thing is growing. You've got to see the stuff that's growing on it.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. You've got to get out of there. You've got to get out of there, Robert.
I wish to somebody's attention that maybe they can address it, you know.
That's also a great idea, Fab, is to go to a local authority or somebody who could actually look at the mold and test the mold. That some they do that... sometimes they do it for free. I'm not quite sure of the systems that there are out there, but maybe OSHA or somewhere would actually be able to test that for you. We have to take another quick break. I'm so sorry, Robert, and come back with Dr. Fab Mancini and take more phone calls And just take a quick break here. This is Lisa Gar. You're listening to Coast AM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Coast AM. This is Lisa Gar, and my guest is Dr. Fab Mancini. He is a world-renowned chiropractor for the past 30 years, and he's talked as a healthy living expert on Fox News and CNN and Dr. Phil, and has been a chiropractor to Dr. Phil as well. So has a lot of experience in this topic. Let's go back to the phones, Fab. Is that good with you?
Yes, please.
Great. So let's go to Blaine in Iowa. Blaine on our wildcard line. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. Do you have a question for Fab Mancini?
Yeah. I just was wondering what studies and information there is for chiropractic care helping out with head trauma.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a great question, Blaine. You know, especially now that we're having so many concussion discussions out there, and many accidents that have been, you know, going through chiropractic, there's a lot of studies that have shown. And one of the main things is anytime you have head trauma, you have challenges to the nervous system, primarily the brain. And the brain is the one thing that we're studying more and more in neurology today, and we're finding out some amazing things of how there's ways that we can actually improve brain function. And just by either simple exercises that you can do or just by nutritional, you know, Dr. Daniel Amen has done probably some of the most extensive research in brain. And through nutrition, we're finding out that we can strengthen and help stabilize the brain. I have seen, you know, even as you mentioned it, I was just in a meeting where I met some of our veterans that were talking about head trauma during the time that they were servicing in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they were using this Inlight wellness systems, and they were talking about how they were actually able to alleviate some of their suicidal thoughts and some of their challenges that they were going through. So there's a lot of different ways out there to help. The way that chiropractic helps primarily is just by adjusting your spine in a way that the body is able to normalize your nerve function. So you improve nerve function when you get the adjustments, and that has shown a tremendous amount of benefit when it comes to the brain trauma, whether it's, you know, a fall or an accident or even as simple as, you know, a sports injury. So we have a lot of data on that. And, you know, if you just email me or something, I would love to send you some of that. And like I said, you know, if you go to my website and just put your name and your email, I'm going to send you guys every week a lot of tremendous articles that will give you great information to keep you always in the know, and that hopefully will help you deal with some of these daily issues that you're going through.
Thank you so much. And Blaine, you know what? I have also sustained a traumatic brain injury, and know that it's a daily process where you are constantly having to reset your brain every single day. So there's many different things that you can do. And is this something that you experienced?
Oh, yeah. I had like 20 concussions.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm actually in the Boston University study for the traumatic
encephalopathy. Gosh, I wish I could hear you better. All right. Well, good luck with that, because there is a lot of great information coming out these days with about head injuries and about how to work with them. So thank you so much for your phone call. Let's go to Joe in the Bronx, our wildcard line three. Joe.
Hi. How are you, Lisa?
Great.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. How are you doing, Dr. Mancini?
Great. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you about diabetes. What is your way of reversing diabetes?
It's a great question. And you know, to me, I would say by far nutrition. Nutrition is where we have find nutrition and exercise, but nutrition especially, primarily identifying, you know, are you consuming things that are enhancing the diabetes, that are promoting the diabetes? And then number two is, how can we give you some great supplements that can help balance the sugar cravings, that balance the sugar within your body, and that's where we're finding tremendous impact. More and more that I read more and more, that I interview patients that are actually being able to reverse diabetes, is nutrition has always been the top of the list.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your
and
question.
If you go to my website, there's also that nutritional store there. They have some great, great suggestions of supplements that actually are designed for the diabetic patient that are extremely effective.
All right. Thank you so much for your phone call, Joe. And let's go to West of the Rockies. We've got Dave. Dave, West of the Rockies, you have a question for Dr. Fab Mancini.
Thank you for taking my call, Lisa, and thank you for being there, Dr. Mancini.
Thank you, Dave.
I've been doing pranic healing for about the last 31 years with a lot of success for both myself and for personal clients.
Good.
And I was wondering, since you happen to know that there was some sort of a conspiracy involving the medical industry to suppress holistic treatments, if you knew of anything that was specifically targeting the pranic healing business or the pranic healing treatments.
Well, you know, thank you for the question. And one of the things, and the reason why I wanted you guys to be able to at least watch this On Doctor movie, is because you're going to see a lot of the taxes, and the chiropractic profession was just only one, but it also talks about other areas in which entities are suppressing information for the sake of not, you know, like sometimes I have patients that will call me and said, you know, I can't believe that I had to fly to Switzerland or go to Mexico or go to Germany to be able to get a treatment that I should be able to get in the United States. We need to be able to be more responsive. We need to be able to be more open-minded. And that's why my message is, it's always been the same. You have to take responsibility for identifying that information and at least listen or attend, you know, seminars, or listen to the people that are, or read the books of the people that are actually bringing that information to the forefront. And when it comes to chronic pain especially, there is so much information out there because, you know, this has been one of the biggest issues that society is facing. So the fact that you already have found some great things, that's a good thing. But I don't know of anything in particular right now that I can tell you. But I know that if you watch the movie, you're going to get some great insights and also maybe some great guidance as to where to go next.
Thank you so much. Have you heard about, remember there was the entire movement to have our supplements be considered prescription drugs? That, have you heard anything?
You know, but that happens every
movement?
Year, you know, so yeah. There's groups out there that are trying to make supplements more rigorous through the FDA regulations, but they're different, you know, because supplements are natural, pharmaceuticals are not. And every year there's that battle in which you have lobbyists that are trying to move towards that direction, but then you have more and more people that are supporting campaigns to fight it. And so far they've been very fortunate, but I think that movement will continue because it's all about controlling the dollars.
Right.
And anytime somebody spends more money on supplements rather than pharmaceuticals, there's always going to be an entity that's not going to be happy about that. And I think it's important that you do support these initiatives that are trying to give every citizen the rights to choose what is the type of treatment that is helping them the most. And that's really the bottom line, you know. No one can really dictate for you what is the best for you. They can give you guidance, and that's why I'm a big proponent to listen to all providers. Go visit your medical doctor, but also include maybe a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, a naturopath, a homeopath, and be able to get their opinions, and you may find out that there may be a non-traditional way is the way for you. You may find out that a traditional way is the best way.
Right, it's a combination.
But I want you to be informed.
Right, right. Or there's a combination of everything. I think we have time for just a few more callers. We've got our first-time caller, Dolores, calling here from Hamburg, New York. Dolores.
Hi, Dolores.
Hi.
Thank you. You answered something about the supplements, which I have taken for many years, to reinstate your immunological system in particular. And the one thing that I wanted to know, Doctor, have you looked into the iridology as a diagnostic tool, or kinesiology to find out whether something is adverse to your system?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question, Dolores, and I have studied both of them. When I first started school, I still remember really being fascinated with iridology. I mean, I'm fascinated. I was just looking at people's eyes and examining them and evaluating them, and I found it to be a great guidance. It's not a 100%, like nothing is, but it gave me great guidance as a doctor to be able to at least try to find out where the problem may be coming from. And then, of course, as a chiropractor, we use a lot something called applied kinesiology, which is, in other words, muscle testing. And we used kinesiology also as a way of evaluating where the problem may be. And remember that these are all pieces of a puzzle. You take a little piece here and a little piece there and a little piece there, and all of a sudden you start formulating a story of where is the problem coming from. And remember, the most important thing is to find the root cause of the problem. The problem is many times the root cause is not in an easy place to find. So things like iridology and kinesiology are great tools that can help you and help your body guide you as to where the root cause of the problem may be, rather than just being pretty much overwhelmed by the symptoms that you're currently having. So I love both of them. I've used them both, and there's definitely a lot of clinical evidence to show that they do work.
I have seen the kinesiology work in so many different ways and so many different times. I'm not an expert at doing it by all means, but I've seen it work just countless times to show if the body is tolerant of something or not. So thanks very much for that phone call.
Great question.
There's all sorts of tutorials online on easy ways to learn how to muscle test.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter who.
I said, remember, don't take it as a 100% something, just as a guide, just another piece of the puzzle.
Right. And so that's what I've learned so much from you, Dr. Fab, today, is learning how to use all of these different systems, chiropractic, medicine, supplementation, natural healing. It all has to do with empowering ourselves. So thank you again for being my guest tonight. I really appreciate it. And you can once again go to Dr. Fab Mancini's website, which is drfabmancini.com. And the name of his book is The Power of Self-Healing. Thanks again for being on with me tonight.
Thank you so much. And you know, the book is everywhere, in all the online stores and all the bookstores out there, because it's an international best-selling book. So I hope you really enjoy it, and I hope that it helps you tremendously.
Thank you so much, my friend. Talk to you soon. And we will be back. We're going to continue our conversation tonight about healthcare conspiracy. We're going to be talking about this new movie called Vaxxed when we come back. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM.